slow down Aaron Rodgers that first week?
Can't hear you, sorry.
How were you guys able to slow down Aaron Rodgers in that first week? What's it about?
First and foremost, got to stop the run. Eddie Lacy is a dominant force, and I think when he's rolling and he's got their offense moving forward on the ground, that's where you struggle. And then you got a two-edged sword you have to deal with, and then go from there.
How much do you like playing this game? How much do you enjoy this whole environment?
It's fun, but honestly, it's just the next game. Really look at it that way. It's where you got to be focused, and that's how we've gotten to this point, by approaching it that way. So there's no reason right now to change it up and approach it any other different way.
Can you talk a little bit more about Lacy? Is he a unique back? What is it that he excels at, do you think? You've got a last 8 games up and 6.5 yards.
Yeah, he's a very physical back, breaks tackles, guy that's very strong going downhill. I think even moving to the side where he's being pushed going east and west, he still finds a way to find a hole. He's very patient, and then he gets the ball rolling downhill, and he's definitely tough to stop.
What makes Aaron Rodgers so difficult?
I think it's a combination of things, but I think it starts with their running game first and foremost. When they got their running backs going, and then it opens the passing game up, and it makes it a lot more easier for him. In some situations when they just rely on him in the pass, he's very quick, gets the ball out fast. He's very mobile, and he's just an elite quarterback.
You guys have been susceptible at times, particularly in the Patriots game, to a quarterback, you know, just making quick passes, using that as the run game. How much do you maybe expect him to employ that method?
I'm not sure. Every team has chosen to go against us differently, so we'll have to wait until Sunday, figure that out. We expect it. We expect he's done that in the past, but I think first and foremost they're going to want to start their run game, and that's what we have to stop. I don't know. I mean, I don't really look at the game like that. Other than I'm excited to go on the road and get another win, and have them, it's not a great opportunity to be in. And that's the way I look at it. I don't really care if it's in Lambeau, if it's in Chicago, whether it's in Minnesota. We go each and every one of those places every single year. So we should be used to it by now, and we just got to deal with the elements as they come. And I believe we did a great job with that last week, and we got another test this week. I don't know. You would have to ask them. I mean, I don't necessarily look at things like that. Whatever's thrown my way, as a defensive type of guy, you have to be whatever's thrown your way. You got to deal with it and approach it in the manner that you best know how to. Find ways to combat good offenses and find a way to win.
What was your reaction to Donald being suspended?
It is what it is. We can't sit here and dwell on it. Just got to move forward. Swanee is a play this year. I think he'll do a great job for us, and I think it's as simple as that.
John, Mike McCarthy said yesterday this is your best football
you've
played in your career.
Who was that?
Mike McCarthy, the head coach.
Okay. I didn't see the words that he said, but I appreciate it. I mean, I don't know. I haven't analyzed my game like that. I'm focused on the task at hand. I'm very happy with what we've got going so far, and I want to continue to play.
What would it mean to get Nick back this week or in the postseason for you guys up front?
It'd be great to have one of our brothers back, especially on the defensive line. Definitely miss him. He's been around, though. And he's been a positive impact for us, whether he was playing or he wasn't playing. So it'd be great to have him back, without question.
Yeah, on the emotional lift, I mean, from a football perspective, what would he offer you guys up front that maybe you haven't got?
I mean, you just have to go back and look at his play. He was playing very at a high level before Atlanta, and even at the beginning of that Atlanta game when he was in the game. So, I mean, anybody playing at a high level with the dominant player that he is and has the capabilities, you always want to welcome that back. Huh? I won't even think about that. To be honest, I got to go against Green Bay.
If you hold the Packers to 13 rushing yards, you would tie the NFL record in a 16-game season. Fewest rushing yards on defense. Is that possible?
Anything's possible in this world.
One more question for Duncan.
What do you guys think winning Green Bay this year? Lions teams haven't won there since 1991. What makes this Lions team different?
I can only really speak for myself. I feel like we can win anywhere as long as we put our mind to it. You guys may think that we're crazy and look at all the statistics and look at all this nonsense and look at all that. I really don't care about it. A lot of that I wasn't even here for. Some of it I was here for. But it's in the past. It's under the bridge and ready to look forward to what we have, our task at hand. I think we've got a great group of guys that sit in every last one of these chairs before you guys got here, and we understand the task that we have. Got a great front office, a great coaching staff, and those guys understand what we need to get done. We're going to put a great plan together, and we just got to go out there and execute. No, routine is just something that you want to keep. It's consistent. I don't call it superstitions. It's more of a routine, something that you want to stay on task and kind of go from there.
Last question.
What? It'd be a great accomplishment, but I wouldn't want to achieve that without a win. I think he lays out a great plan each and every week for us, allows every guy from 53-man to scout team to whatever it is to understand what their task is and what they have to take care of in each and every week, and we just go out there and execute.